It is 3 p.m. on June 14th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 22 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, SFU Red Leafs Hockey, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, Junior A Lacrosse Leagues, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Aesop Rocks Integrated Tech Solutions with Solid Gold.
Solid gold.
Runaways unraveled through the ages to an uptick in unexplained cattle mutilations. A pack light prowling past Xanadu surveillance with a can of paint and cattle bringer. Daddy home cicadas. The mayor of that away. I peel off at the gas nozzle. Steering with my knees, bedazzling the atlatl with my hands. Brick on the pedal, kicking the pants. Park the Plymouth in your kitchen with a list of demands. By the time they run the van, I've been a blip on a lamb. If I'm lucky, I can run till I forget who I am. I'm the running man of Ghost Street, never known cold feet. Age six, learn to take a running full speed. Outran, answering to others while the cancerous among us stand hands on buzzers. Hucksters, that's why I wear the corn through the wood. Then some call to the fan, Brooklyn. I
always be looking
out, 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 out. Changes every other day. It ain't that other name. Money, I'ma run away. Runaways at home in every armpit. Since a moment after hell, report a stolen helm of darkness. No any of them yet it yelling hello from the heart sick. Only vendors from the belly selling necklaces of garlic. I ain't neck and neck with nothing, son. I'm not the neck and neck type. I don't even know what roses smell like. Left, right. I don't even slow the wave, let alone stay tuned, let alone entertain grace in your escape room. A lunch order, got his rubber worms and stuff that doesn't cut it for the tentacles of Mother Earth. Barefoot running with the butterflies and hummingbirds. First to gut a Philly in the cover shot of Runner's World. I don't catch up at the peach pit. I'm at peace when the animated wheel of feet spin still. Notice where the waltzing out the bullpen are tossing the couch cushions. I
always be looking
out, 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 out. But my mother claimed it's something, what's his face? Money, I'ma run away.
That was Solid Gold from Aesop Rocks Integrated Tech Solutions. I would like to converse about the SFU Athletics at this time. On June 11th, its Instagram congratulated graduating seniors. On June 12th, the SFU Athletics Facebook page promoted its volleyball schedule that was added on its official page as the Red Leafs volleyball starts against Cal State San Marcos on September 5th as part of the San Diego Invite. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs hockey announced that Jason Krogh, who joined the team as an advisor last year, moved on to the Vancouver Canucks as a skills and strengthening coach on June 10th via Twitter. On June 13th, the Red Leafs announced that the non-conference team, recruited Austin Fraser via a transfer from the NCAA Division I Lindenwood University Lions. Fraser, who spent 2021 to 2023 in the BCHL with the Coquitlam Express and Prince George Spruce Kings, scored 61 points in 126 games. With the Lindenwood University Lions last season, Fraser tallied 4 points in 24 games. Next up is Adam Lytles. This is The Fire. Here is Nightsless.
Mouth of sighs, glowing secret, speak in distant dreams. Breathless vows that echo on a wind that never sleeps. In Edens we devise. Bend to me, arching temple, blessed one who moans. Wound of love, adorn me with the contours of a rose. Crystallize in smoke, we'll swim a lake of jewels, and pressed against the water's edge, we'll shimmer through the haze like dolphins on the surface of a diamond-crested wave. Our bodies flamed in crystal, our waists entwined like grass. Oh, angel of my longing, please don't let this moment pass. Voice of arrows, let these words not fail. Lead me to the river, be the hand that lifts the veil, and the kiss of endless dawn. Pull me close, guide my hands, show me where to touch, and how to shake the silver rings, moonlight stamped from dust. Scattered silk and shadows full of lace. The night is hanging open, a song beneath its wing. Let's hum the secret melody that only lovers sing. The fire is lit, the bed is made, the wine is taking hold. Before the spell is broken, won't you step in from the cold? A body needs to keep warm. If you will play the hammer, I'll be the forge, and we'll gather the mist around our shoulders. We'll scale the walls of jasmine, lose our breath among the vines. The thoughts that float between us grow as we climb. And did I say I love you? That's the most important part. Let's button up our coat of dreams and dance among the stars. On nights like this, a body needs to keep warm. If you will play the hammer, I'll be the fool.
I'd like to discuss the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the best high school baseball league in all of British Columbia, with many earning collegiate baseball scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. June 8th had a doubleheader for regular season play, along with Day 4 in the Langley Blaze Invitational, which had 13 games with multiple teams from the BCPBL, Alberta, and Ontario. The lone game at 9 a.m. saw the Mid-Island Pirates, based in Nanaimo, obliterating the ATHX, based in Edmonton, 11-0 at Langley's McLeod Athletic. Mid-Island continued their momentum with a 21-1 shellacking of the Brampton 17s, based in Brampton, Ontario, also at McLeod Athletic. Two more games started at 11:30. With the North Shore Twins tripling up the Weber Wildcats, based in Springbank, just west of Calgary, 3-1 at Abbotsford Outlet Park, and the Wally Chiefs quad damaging the North Fraser Nationals, based in Burnaby as the only BC team not in the PBL, 8-2 at Salisbury Athletic Park. As for 2 p.m. games, the Victoria Eagles edged the Okotok Stocks Red, based in Okotoks, Alberta, 5-4 at McLeod Athletic. The Weber Wildcats thumped the Black and Gold Wildcats, based in Leduc, Alberta, 12-4 at Del Air. And the Coquitlam Reds obliterated the Parkland Twins, based in Spruce Grove, just west of Edmonton, 14-5. Also at 2 p.m., the lone doubleheader for BCPBL regular season play started as the Okanagan Athletics edged the UBC Thunder 4-3, followed by an 11-2 drubbing to complete the sweep at Clonus Elk. Meanwhile, the Langley Invitational resumed at 4:30, much like Game 2 between UBC and Okanagan, with another three games. The Okotok Stocks plaque grounded the Victoria Eagles 7-2 at McLeod Athletic. The Parksville Royals crowned the Brampton 17s 12-3 at Del Air. And the Victoria Mariners doubled up the Calgary Bucks 4-2 at South Surrey Athletic. Three games started at 7 p.m. in the Langley Blaze Invitational. The Dogs Black bested the Delta Blue Jays 7-6 at McLeod Athletic. The venue host Abbotsford Cardinals soared over the Brampton 18s 9-3 at Del Air. And the venue host White Rock Tritons edged the Calgary Bucks 7-6 at South Surrey Athletic. At the end of June 8th, the day four of the Langley Invitational, six playoff participants were also determined, with five pod winners and one wild card. The Langley Blaze, the tournament hosts, won pod one at 3-1 with a run average of 5, while the ATHX earned a wild card as the second seed in pod one, as they went 3-1 with a 17-run average. The Delta Blue Jays won Pod 2 at 4-0 with a 7-run average. The Parksville Royals took Pod 3 at 3-1 with an 18-RA. The Weber Wildcats won Pod 4 at 3-1 with a 7-RA. And the White Rock Tritons won Pod 5 at 4-0 with a 12-RA. Delta and White Rock earned byes to the quarterfinals for June 9th, as each won all four games each during the round robin. The first quarterfinals started at 9 a.m. as the venue host Langley blitzed the Weber Wildcats 9-1 at McLeod Athletic. The second quarterfinals started at 9:30, where Parksville shaded the ATHX 1-0 at Del Air. Meanwhile, the lone doubleheader for BCPBL play started at 10 a.m. between UBC and Okanagan at Kelowna's Elk, where the Thunder bested the venue host A's in a 9-6 barn burner, during which the semifinal one in the Langley Blaze Invitational started at 11:30, where Langley blocked 10-2. Meanwhile, at 12:30, the back end of the doubleheader between UBC and Okanagan started, as UBC swept Okanagan with a 3-2 win at Elk. Back to the Langley Blaze Invitational. The semifinal 2 started at 2 between Delta and Parksville, where the Blue Jays quintupled the Royals 5-1 at McLeod Athletic, which also hosted the finals between Delta and Langley, where the venue host Blaze tripled up the Blue Jays 6-2. To win the 2024 Langley Blaze Invitational, where Owen Fernandez, also of the Langley Blaze, won the tournament MVP. Four games were on tap for June 11th. Mid-Island tripled up Parksville 3-1 in the latter's Inouye Wallace Field. The visitors Coquitlam defeated North Shore 5-3 at North Vancouver's Parkgate Park. Langley shaded Wally at the former's McLeod Athletic Park. And the host Abbotsford bested UBC 7-4 at Del Air Park. On June 12th, Parksville crowned the visitors Mid-Island 5-4 at Inouye Wallace Field, and UBC soared over the host's North Shore 7-0 at Parkgate Park in North Vancouver. On June 13th, the visitors Delta shut out Coquitlam 5-0 at Mundy. Today, the Wally Chiefs tweeted that its pitcher Michelle Roche earned an invitation to the Canada Women's National Team Selection Camp.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League. The Langley Blaze are first at 19-4. The Delta Blue Jays are second at 20-7. The Victoria Eagles are third at 18-9. The Wally Chiefs are fourth at 14-10. The UBC Thunder are fifth at 14-12. The White Rock Tritons are sixth at 13-12. The Coquitlam Reds are 7th at 9-9. The North Shore Twins are 8th at 12-14. The Okanagan Athletics are 9th at 10-14. The Abbotsford Cardinals are 10th at 11-15. The Parksville Royals are 11th at 10-16. The Victoria Mariners are 12th at 7-18. And the Mid Island Pirates are last at 5-22.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is AO West the Store. Let me look at Plex. Sorry. CJSF will be back after the next PSA.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Now to the third act, AO West, the Store. Here is Taking a Break.
Hear myself speaking, but I know I'm not saying anything. Finished up what I was drinking, now I'm taking a little break. And I still sing to myself upon but lately I don't know what I should sing. Is there nothing at stake? Look at the piles of clothes before it's time to go to work. There's one on the bed and there's one on the and none of it's clean. Neither am I.
I'd like to feature the BC Junior A Lacrosse at this time. Three games were on tap for June 8th. The Nanaimo Timbermen frightened the Langley Thunder 16-8 at Frank Crane Arena. The visitors Coquitlam Adenax shellacked the Victoria Shamrocks at the Q Center in Colwood. And the Poco Saints bested the host Delta Islanders in a 12-10 barn burner at Ladner Leisure Center, where funds were raised for the Thomas Hayden Memorial Awards, all of which were donated to the family of Sarah Rogers, as Sarah was diagnosed with a brain cancer as an 8-year-old in March 2023. On June 9th, the visitors Nanaimo bested Burnaby in an 11-9 slugfest at Bill Copeland Sports Center. On June 11th, the host New West frightened Langley 13-7 at Queens Park Arena, and Nanaimo bested the visitors Victoria 7-6 in an all-Vancouver Island matchup at Frank Crane Arena. On June 12th, Delta bested Burnaby in a 13-11 barn burner at Bill Copeland. Today, the BC Junior A Lacrosse announced two trades this week between Delta and New West, followed by Burnaby and Langley. Delta received the Junior A and B Tier 1 playing rights to Simon Poole, CJ Falk, New West Round 2 selection in the 2025 Junior Entry Draft, where Delta will receive the earliest selection if New West has multiple picks, and New West Round 4 selection in 2026, plus future considerations, in exchange for the Junior A playing rights for Chase Miller, plus future considerations. Meanwhile, Burnaby acquired the Junior A playing rights for Braden Wandler from Langley in exchange for Tier 1 and 2 playing rights of Ryan Sheldrake and Burnaby's Round 1 selection in the 2026 Junior Entry Draft. Tonight sees a battle of Tri-Cities as Poco visits Coquitlam at Poirier Sports Center. The ball drop is at 7 p.m.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Here are the current standings in the BC Junior A Lacrosse League. The Coquitlam Adenax are first at 8-1, at 16 points, 2 points for a win, and 1 point for a tie. The Nanaimo Timbermen are second at 8-2, 16 points. The Poco Saints are third at 6-3, 12 points. The Burnaby Lakers are fourth at 5-5, 10 points. The Delta Islanders are 5th at 3 and 4, 6 points. The New West Salmon Bellies, for some reason, are 4 and 6 for 8 points, but their winning percentage is a little bit lower than the Delta Islanders at 400, as Delta has a 429 save percentage. The Victoria Shamrocks also has 8 points, but are 4 and 7 for 7th, as their winning percentage is 364. And the Langley Thunder are dead last at 0 and 10, 0 points.
We know the variants of concern are much more contagious.
COVID-19 dangerous death.
As well. As more contagious variants
COVID-19
are
rise.
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself. And remember,
you are not alone.
Welcome to the second half of episode 22 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic. on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, update on the Western Lacrosse Association with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth act of the hour, A Spot on the Hill's Patterns with My Hope for You.